The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Hope you're having a good start to your day. And listen, I've been looking at the top 10 this morning and I've got something that I want to talk to you guys about. It's when Stellar moves. Okay, so bear with me here. Bear with me. Bitcoin's still within that range that I've been talking about. Lower side of that range, 6,100, upper side, 6,850-ish. And it's just meandering along like a crab. That is sideways. But I look at the top 10 and I see that Bitcoin's down 0.5%, Ethereum 1.5%, Bitcoin Cash 2.3%, EOS 0.5%, Cardano up 3%, Stellar up nearly 6%, NEO up 1.5%, IOTA up 1.3%, Ripple down 0.6%, and Litecoin down 1%. So four of the top 10 are up, six are down, but the bigger moves are on the upside. Now, what does that mean? Well, honestly, probably not a great deal, maybe even nothing. But what it does is it brings me back to a time when there was a time when I said I am now bullish Bitcoin, and I was, because we had an uptrend, we had a really nice reversal. That was back in the back end of middle to end of July, when we had that very clear higher low, and then whooshka, up she went from 6,000, and they are the yearly lows. They still hold that point at which I said I am bullish. It has held as the bottom thus far. Now, I'm not suggesting that I was calling a bottom. That's not what I try and do, but it's holding that level for the time being, and that's one of my next key levels if we get through 6,100. The interesting thing that I want to, the interesting observation that I've got is based on my memory, and I'm going to walk you through that. Back then, I mean, if we talk about dates, the day that we broke up through that, up into an uptrend, and I said I was bullish, that was the 17th of July. Now, I had also talked about Stellar, how it had actually already made that higher low and was already starting to uptrend. Okay, so it had already started to move into an uptrend. Now, this here, right, higher low to a higher high, as it broke up, and when I say this here, it was around the 15th of July, it had already moved. So it had moved before Bitcoin. I had done a video talking about whether this was to be the leader or the lagger in this top 10. And right now, I'm seeing something similar. Whilst the rest of the market is somewhat stagnant, somewhat tired, sideways, crabbing, we have Stellar, which is up 5% today. Now, if we consider something else, I'm talking about Stellar against the US dollar now. We've got it remember that wild day on Monday, how the prices shot up. At its peak, Stellar had a high of 27 cents. All right, the high of 27 cents. On Bitcoin, we had a high of 7,790. Bitcoin hasn't got anywhere near those highs. Stellar is sitting at 24 cents and has peaked at nearly 26, so just 1 cent shy of those old highs from that pump. And there's nothing else that I can recall. I mean, Ethereum's not near those highs. Bitcoin Cash is coming back off. EOS is not near those highs. Cardano is probably one of the ones that's still starting to grind back towards it. NEO also not near those highs, but still grinding. IOTA the same, grinding. Ripple, well, Ripple has been one of those that has moved. It has moved quite nicely, Ripple. In fact, it is up towards the highs of Ripple, which was about 52 cents. And Litecoin is just sort of holding lower again. So again, we're starting to see a theme here. We're starting to see that Cardano, Ripple, NEO, IOTA are the ones that seem to be performing better. Now, are they going to lead the market again? Is Stellar Lumen going to be a leader in the market, or is it just a move on its own? That remains to be seen, but it's something interesting to consider nevertheless, because last time we saw that, where Stellar led, we saw Bitcoin follow. Now, I'm not suggesting that that is going to happen, not at all. It is nice to see that with Stellar leading, hopefully Bitcoin will follow, but it's just an observation, and it's just part of what I do. I mean, when I'm trading, I'm keeping my head very much in the game, right? I tell you, I don't trade when I'm not feeling great. I'm feeling good at the moment, and the reason I don't trade when I'm not feeling great is because I want to be able to remember these things, because little things like this, I don't write this down. It's just come back to me. And I thought, hang on a sec, Stella's leading Bitcoin. I wonder if this is going to happen again. Now, just be observant. I'm not suggesting that it will. I'm just saying be observant. Let's just see how this plays out. All in all, it's nice to see four out of the top 10 moving well, or definitely Stella moving well anyway. And if anything, if it is to play out, it's a positive. So have a great day, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Before you go, guys, if you like what I do, please share it. I'd like to see this continue to grow. And, you know, if you like it, then I'm sure lots of your friends, family, and people in the groups do too. So if you could give me a little shout out on socials, whatever it may be, I'd really appreciate it. Or write a review for the podcast. That'd be stellar. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.